How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How's everything going up there? Pretty good?
Everything's going pretty good, I'd say.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm here with Pop Lacey, one of the defensive side of the ball for the Wildcats, and they're getting set to take on Towson this weekend, like we said earlier. So, Pop, thanks for joining us. Just talk about your preparation getting ready for that Towson offense there. They do have a couple good running backs, so one of them is not playing. But what do you see out of the offense of Towson?
Honestly, they're a very physical team. They love to run the ball, but then they also have another offense where they can spread you out and pass the ball just as effectively as well as they can run the ball. So one of our big focuses is going to be probably on stopping the run first, because that's their go-to, and then being able to cover over the top of the receivers and making sure we can do well in the secondary. And we are trying to make sure that we can adjust to both their run offense and their passing offense. And that's going to probably be a big thing for us this week, just to make sure we can tackle in space and make sure we can stop their powerful running backs.
And you play safety, so who did you grow up watching? And, you know, like every Sunday everybody had, you know, teams they grew up. Who did you watch to become a free, like safety or free safety? Who did you watch in the NFL to, you know, with your game?
Honestly, I grew up in Philly, so I watched a little bit of Dawkins. I also liked watching, I watched my cousin who played in the NFL. He didn't play safety, but he played corner.
Okay.
So that was something I always admired. He played for the Jaguars, the Jets, and the Falcons. So I'd always watch him and try to learn from him. And then when he retired, like now this past summer, he's been training me to try to play at the next level. So I watched him, and pretty much he was like my main focus of like who I'd watch, who I'd want to try to either mimic my game after or anything like that, because he has some similar attributes to me.
Wow. And plus he was probably a good role model for you to, when you're growing up, watching a cousin of yours in the NFL.
Exactly. I mean, he was a great role model for me and always comes back and gives back to me. And, he always just wants to see me do my best and always tries to give me tips about how to play and everything like that. So that always helps.
Yeah. So a question for you. How did you come from Reading, Pennsylvania, all the way up to good old New Hampshire? How did that all come about?
Out of high school, I didn't really have any offers. I only had Division II and Division III. And I knew I wanted to go Division I. I knew I could play at the Division I level. So I ended up taking a prep year at the Kent School in Connecticut.
Okay.
And New Hampshire does recruit Connecticut in the New England area pretty heavily. So I just I got an offer from them in early December, came up for a visit later on that week, and I fell in love with the place. With my dad. My dad fell in love with the place, and we were just like, hey, they could maybe offer someone else and somebody else get the scholarship before you do if you might not commit. So I was like, you know what? In a meeting with Coach Mack, I was like, hey, Coach Mack, I think I'm going to commit. I really like it here. Love the players. Love the team atmosphere. Love the coaches. So I love the work ethic that they have in the tradition. So I just ended up committing. And for me, it's always been about, like, trying to get away from home a little bit.
Okay.
I strive on being on my own, so that was something for me. My dream school is Florida State or either Clemson, so those are both kind of far schools, and I've always wanted to get kind of far away from home. So,
yeah, that's interesting that you want to. So I guess you are way from home, pretty much.
Yeah, about 7-hour drive.
Yeah, so you don't have to deal with your parents bugging you. That's good.
Yeah, that's true. But my parents and my dad comes up pretty much every game, which is nice.
Oh, that's good.
I'm only 2 hours away from Towson, so a lot of my family is going to be at the game this week.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And then, so like, literally for you, it's like a local area for you guys. All your family, like you said, your family, friends, and everybody coming to watch the game. And that's good for you. You know, you have like a cheering section, pretty much.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to me this afternoon. I know you're a busy guy, because I know studies is the number one thing there at that school. And I know Coach McDonald wants you to have a perfect, attendance and all that stuff, because he strives on schoolwork. Yeah, before games. I know he does. So I hope you have a great week of school, and hopefully I'll see you Saturday at Towson.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. That's Pop Lacey, the safety for the Wildcats, and we're done here. We're previewing the Wildcats here on Herb FM Radio.